when Thanos is coming, get out the way.
Nerd soul.
Lay ill kid at one youngster, hone it down, bring that street geek and nerd soul. Once again, we got that hip hop and that geek putting it together for movie reviews. We're talking about, of course, the wonderful, the amazing, the culmination of 10 years of Marvel Studios work, Avengers Infinity War. And straight up, before I get started, this is a movie review for Avengers Infinity War, and it is spoiler. Spoiler heavy. If you have not seen the movie, turn away now, pause it, hit watch later, do whatever you got to do, click the link, save it, and put it in Notepad or something. I don't know, but do not go no further because I don't want to ruin this for you. This video in the comments, all of that is going to be spoiler. So if you have not seen it, please turn back. Now, the warning is over. All right, so you heard me do my spoiler free, and I'm gonna do a similar, but right now I'm gonna get into some hot moments that I really think blew my mind right out the gate. And then we'll get into some technical stuff, and then we'll get back into some fun stuff. The first moment that was dope is I love how we get a continuation straight from Thor Ragnarok. We jump right into that, because of course in Thor Ragnarok, you see them, you know, when they're closing, you see them kind of off in their spaceship, and they're looking like, what in the world is that? And we don't know what it is, but of course we find out what it is. It's Thanos. And this scene sets the tone for who and what Thanos is. I mean, honestly, he's not angry. He's not mad. He's even keeled. He's just like, look, I'm here and you guys have to die. That's it. And I think that makes him more scary than someone like, say, like the Joker or something like that, because he's just, you don't see him get angry. Kind of like Darth Vader. You don't really see Darth Vader get angry. Like, dude's just like, look, you know, I'm gonna choke you and then you gonna die. But I'm not, you ain't gonna see me get my feelings. And Thanos goes through this opening sequence. Not only we see that he's beat up Thor already, like we've already seen that Thor is all bloodied and stuff, but when Loki, which now that we see that Loki is kind of like turned and now he's definitely on the good guy side, which is a nice arc to see over the 10 years, we see the Hulk come out. And honestly, the Hulk was doing his thing and we all thought, oh snap, the Hulk is going hard. I mean, Hulk was going ham. You gotta remember, this is Hulk after, you know, basically, you know, World War Hulk. I mean, sorry, not World War Hulk. After Sakaar, and you know, he's basically, you know, out there being a gladiator. So he's been fighting for like, I don't know, like 3 years straight, all right? So it's not like the dude don't know how to fight. He takes it to Thor with all he got, right? Crushing Thor. Thor's boys, his crew, you know what I'm saying? You got Thor and Dipset. Dipset was just chilling. And one dude went to start, and he was like, you know what? Let Thor have some fun. Yo, the way Thor took it to Hulk was on another level. Son, man, God. Yo, Thor, I mean, not Thor, the way Thanos took it to Hulk. Sorry, I'm messing up names, sorry. The way Thanos took it to Hulk, bruh. Yo, I feel like Hulk need to take some karate classes or something. Cause Thanos whooped on him something serious. And that'll play out, and I'll talk about that later, but just the first scene sets the tone for the whole movie. And like in the spoiler free, I said that he is a freight train that is not stopping. You need to get out his way. But another hot moment is Scarlet Witch, when she, you know, picks up the machine and throws it at the little minions, the little alien minions. And of course, Okoye is like, yo, why you been sitting back there the whole time? So I thought that was funny too. But there's a lot of great moments in this. But I want to jump into some of the stuff I touched on in the spoiler review, but just give the spoiler side. So the direction is top notch, like I already said before. And I love how they handle the scenes between all the characters, because we get to see how similar, because you know, like with Doctor Strange, we're like, Iron Man and Doctor Strange is the same person. And to a certain degree they are, but since their inceptions, they have become different people. And you see how different they are and how they're played against each other when they meet each other and even as they fight with each other. Or for instance, you see that the direction about how the Hulk is handled with Bruce. And I'll do this because we already talked on the fight with Thanos. We can see that the Hulk doesn't really want to come out anymore. And I think what we're dealing with is a situation where the Hulk has finally met someone who A, is not scared of him, B, he can't handle, and C, he's a little afraid of. I think this is our first time seeing Hulk afraid. Like in Thor Ragnarok, this is the first time we had seen the Hulk kind of sad. When, you know, everybody felt sorry for him. He's like, you know, Hulk friend, you Banner's friend. It's like, you know, he's kind of like, oh, Lord Hulk, just want to give you a little hug. But it's great how they direct the, you know, Bruce is trying to bring him out and he comes out, he keeps saying no. And you know, that change and discussion between those two is just great. It's handled well on screen. Another direction plus in this film is the way it's paced. We go from space to Earth with, you know, Iron Man and Spider-Man and stuff. And then we go on to like space and then we go like, and they keep it moving at a pace where we're in motion and we're not flying through the movie, but we're not slow either, because of course we've seen like 18 films now, so we don't need a lot of backstory. We're able to just kind of go forward and see Gamora and Thanos and how their relationship is. And we get to go forward and hear the words, I love you, from Gamora. You get to go forward and see the Vision trying to protect Scarlet Witch, as she's trying to protect him, and this fight with the Black Order. You know, there's so much that we get to just enjoy, because this is our prize or gift after hanging with Marvel Studios so long. Now, quickly, I want to touch on the writing, which is it's spot on. It's right. I think the characters are who they are, and they're represented in a normal, natural way. Like, you know, you have Iron Man feeling kind of some trepidation about going into space, especially with hearing Pepper Potts in his ear. You got Spider-Man kind of deciding, you know what, it's time for me to step up. If the world is gone, there's no neighborhood to be here. And then, of course, being knighted as an Avenger, that's hilarious. And also talking about, have you seen this old movie? Yeah, we know he's young. Y'all keep driving the point home. But it's kind of funny every time he brings it up, because, like, have you seen this really old movie, Aliens? Like, oh, you mean the classic movie, Aliens? But we ain't gonna go there. But just like spots like that. Pieces where, you know, you have T'Challa come in and he's talking to his sister and they get straight into work mode, because you've seen him and his sister kind of have fun and play, and now you've seen him and sister, you know, be extremely serious, where it's like, yo, look, we gotta get this stone out of Vision's head, and we gotta work fast because they're at the dough, you know. So I love that relationship between, you know, just the writing with interpersonal relationships with the characters in the film. You know, even the way Rocket Raccoon has kind of leveled up. You know, I mean, he's still his kind of like, you know, butt-holy self, but he's come into his own to a certain degree as a leader, because he's kind of sectioned off with his own team. You know, him and Thor and Groot go off. So you kind of have this thing where he has to become more than he's been before, you know? So everybody goes through their trials and it's handled just so well. Now, I'm gonna get into some more stuff because there's so much to talk about with this movie, and I don't want this video to be extremely long, and maybe you want it long. I don't know, maybe you want a long video, but I'm gonna try to keep this as short as I can, you know? But of course, first, Cure Brand gonna help us pay them bills. Yeah, check that link below. Hat, shirts, hoodies, all that jazz. And once you find something you like, of course, cop it. Now, we've talked about the direction. We've talked about the writing. I've talked about some of my favorite moments. I want to talk about how the characters were paired off. Because of course, in movies, like in any movie, nothing is a mistake. People, you know, they write things a certain way because they want them to work a certain way. I think we paired off, you know, Iron Man and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man because of Iron Man and Doctor Strange, the whole commentary about them being the same person. I think they wanted to show how different they were. Also, I think they're trying to show that Iron Man is someone who has to survive for this plan that Doctor Strange was talking about to work. Also, I think it was good for Spider-Man to be kind of in the care of two older, you know, I guess more experienced heroes, because Spider-Man, you know, even with the Iron Spider suit, which I'm gonna get to next, you know, he's young and he's impressionable and, you know, he's just kind of hopping around trying to make things right. And this has large implications. Now, real quick, I wanna stop and talk about this Iron Spider suit. The fact that it was ready, the fact that Iron Man had it ready was very cool. Second, the way it protects him, the way he was able to kind of maneuver in it is just, it's beautiful to see on screen. And honestly, I didn't like the Iron Spider suit in the comics. I thought it was kind of corny and it looked just cumbersome. But in the movie, I think it works better because it doesn't seem as in the way in the movie as it does in the comics to me, or it did in the comics to me. It just seems a little more natural, I guess you could say. And the fact that, you know, Stark is using nanotech now, it's very cool how he can, you know, turn swords and knives and stuff like that, and extra boosters and just cool weapons. And it seems like he can do it, you know, with just the, you know, the blink of an eye or a thought. It's beautiful. Those are things that just with that team really worked. And seeing Doctor Strange already kind of confident in his power is just, man, is great. And it's incredible. And like I said, it's a 10 on 10 on 10. But since I've talked about kind of like Thor and Rocket and Groot, I'm gonna kind of leave them a little bit because I've kind of covered them a little bit, but I wanted to get to the Guardians as a whole. We get a deeper relationship between Gamora and of course Star-Lord. Now, in this, I think that Mantis and Drax, unfortunately, were underserved. But, you know, when you have like 30 characters, I don't know, a whole bunch, you know, somebody's gonna catch a shortening stick. And I mean, you know, this just wasn't their time. But I like their end. I like their send off. I like the way they handled each other, even though Star-Lord was just unable to do what needed to be done to protect Gamora and also stop, of course, Thanos from getting the Soul Stone, even though we didn't know what it would mean. But I did like to see that we got kind of like the culmination of that relationship to a certain degree. I did want to talk about, oh boy, I wanted to talk about the team of Cap, of Black Widow, of Falcon. I think they came in a perfect service role, and there's just so much to be said about the fight in Civil War, the mending of fences, the crossing of bridges, and we see that when it got serious, it was just like, you know what? Look, the world's in trouble. Whatever we went through, that's over because we fam. You know what I'm saying? We fam, and we ain't gonna go through this, all right? We might fight in our home behind locked doors where people can't, but out here, we a unit. And I love to see them stick up and stand up for each other like War Machine did up against the government, like Captain America did when he first saw Vision. Like these are the things where you didn't see Captain America go on and on about you were wrong and this, that, and the third. He just saw him and he accepted him. And that's family, son. Like that's how you're supposed to take care of your peoples. But all in all, just the pairing of these characters, the way they were handled was beautiful. The places we went to were beautiful. Seeing Peter Dinklage as like the huge dwarf was beautiful. Getting that axe, man, getting that Stormbreaker, woo-wee. That, yo, talk about Thor is already sweet, but being able to focus his power through that weapon and also having part of it be, of course, from Groot, just, man, just perfect. But I want to touch on, just for a moment, Thanos. Because this is a movie that shows the full emotion of that character, which seems weird because you're like, emotion of Thanos? Yeah. I didn't expect it. Did you guys see that coming? Because I thought, I knew he was going to be a force to be reckoned with. And he's definitely a freight train. But, you know, even him, he had that one soft spot for Gamora. And even when he got her back, you didn't see him like being evil or angry or anything like that. He was just like, this is the throne that I wanted for you. I wanted to give this to you. You know what I'm saying? And it can still be yours. I want you. You are the, I guess, best parts of me. And I know, you know, parenting with Thanos, you know what I mean? Hey, come on. But it's, you know, from his perspective, he loved her. And I mean, so much so that she was the way to get the Soul Stone. And you saw him cry. And, you know, that tear was real, man. I was like, dang, Thanos, look at you with your little emotion. And to top that off, the thing that I love about that moment is that it wasn't over like that. He stuck in that moment and he felt that moment and he dealt with that moment for scenes after that, where it weighed on him that he had to lose Gamora like that. Gamora was probably his prized jewel. I know, huh? Jewel with the Infinity Stones, but Gamora was always that part of him that I think was the softer side of him, and I think that was gone when she was gone. But this movie, of course, culminates in Wakanda. That battle that we see, everybody gets to show off. And one thing that I like out of all of the showing off is that Thanos's Black Order weren't just henchmen. They all kind of had their vibe, and they all kind of had their own demise, and they all had their own kind of like characteristics and attitudes. And one person I want to talk about is, I forget his name now, the guy that was with Doctor Strange. That dude be talking mad smack, son. He'd be like, look, y'all should be happy that y'all about to die. This is Thanos. Half of you will be killed and be merciful. And so, like, dude was just talking all that trash. And he could back it up because his power over just telekinesis was incredible. Like, he is as dope as he is, Thanos is still above him. And he ain't even got no stones. So it's like, yo, all of the villains were dope. Even after losing an arm, the other dude was able to like turn it into a shank or something still. Like, there was just so much in these villains that I enjoyed. And sadly, when Stormbreaker comes through, it's a little bit too low. Even Thanos said, you should have aimed for my head. But he did put that axe deep in his chest and even landed and pushed it further into Thanos' chest. And I thought that was going to stop it. Apparently not, because Thanos was like, no, you should have aimed for the head. And when he snapped his fingers and you start to see people fall away, bruh, this movie has more drama than I expected it to have. And we start losing characters that were old, that were new. They just start falling away. And what we're left with is, I believe, the original Avengers is what we're left with. So we'll see what happens. And of course, one person that we're left with is, of course, Captain Marvel, because the serious, due to the implications, yet funny after post-credit scene, post-credit scene is you see, you know, Nick Fury, he hits the button, sending out the message to Captain Marvel. But even when he's like, oh, mother. And of course, you know, he fades away. But we do see kind of how this is affecting the world, because people are just disappearing. So, you know, you got helicopters falling out of the sky, cars crashing, just random stuff. Because imagine on a normal day, you know, say if it's rush hour traffic and people just start disappearing, you know, it's essentially the rapture. If you're a Christian, something like that, it's essentially the rapture is what's happening. And it's, man, it is gripping. It is full of action. It is an amazing movie. It is a wonderful ride. It's got some comedy that I think is cool. It's got some action and some choreography that's on point. It's got some high stakes. And this movie is a 5-star film. I hope you enjoyed it because I sure did. Can't wait to see it again. But holla at me, I'm gonna holla at you. Down in them comments, let's talk about our favorite parts of course, Marvel Avengers Infinity War. Yo, from Thor to Thanos, they're all been dope. And I'm wondering if we'll see Hulk back in top form again. So before I bounce, I'm gonna tell you guys to head up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right, check me out right there. All my videos from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt player. And don't forget to get one for them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right, there's no better way that I can show people that you like what you are watching. So, LA, what up? VA, what up? RVA, you got my heart. And please be good to yourselves. Please be good to each other. And remember, like I said, Thanos is a freight train, and you best to get out the way. Peace.